Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, this is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer in Lunch Podcast. Today is a Tuesday, the third week of Advent, and it's December 13th. Yesterday it was my 64th birthday, and I had a lot of happy birthdays on my Facebook. And my sister Gail from Pennsylvania called me last night, and I had a long conversation with her. She asked for us to pray for her that she'll stay out of the hospital through the end of the year. I believe she says it's been 1 year that she hasn't been in the hospital, so we're going to pray for her today. And my son last night went back to his home in Orlando. I'm going to miss him. It was fun. For the weekend he was here with me. And I thank God that he came and bless him and his family. And we had a few conversations, deep conversations about religion. And, you know, he has to find his way back and believing in God himself. He questions even the existence of our Lord and God. I find it hard to believe. I talk to him. So, you know, maybe prayers today will help in future prayers. Please keep him and my sister in your prayers also. And I found out my brother Tim from Winnipeg, Canada, will come to visit me in the first week in January 1st, through that Friday. So that Thursday night, we'll hope to see a hockey game with the Florida Panthers and then Winnipeg Jets. So that should be fun. So again, today is Tuesday, the third week in Advent. And we're continuing on praying for the book. It's called Prepare His Way, the Hope and Healing and Justice and Peace for Advent. Thanks from Pope Francis, Saint Mother Teresa, and Father Henry J.M. Meade. And after that, we will do a special prayer, and it looks like a good prayer. It's a short prayer. And consecration to the Pilgrim Virgin Mary of Graces. And in that specifically, they have to mention our specific request. So stay tuned for that. So let's hear what Pope Francis has to say about this Tuesday, week 3, Building a Better World. He quotes Psalms 37:8. For the Lord loves justice, he will not forsake his faithful one. Psalms 37:8. Pope Francis states, no one can demand that religion should be regulated to the inner sanctum of personal life without influence on society and national life, without concern for the soundness of civil institutions, without a right to offer an opinion on events affecting society, authentic faith, which is never comfortable or completely personal, always involves a deep desire to change the world, to transmit values, to leave this earth somewhat better than we found it. We love this magnificent planet on which God has put us. We love the human family which dwells here, with all its tragedies and struggles and hopes and aspirations, its strength and weaknesses. The earth is our common home, and all of us are brothers and sisters. If we indeed just ordering of society and the state of central responsibility of policy, the church cannot and must not remain on the sidelines for the fight for justice. All Christians are called to show concern for the building a better world. This is essential, for the church social thoughts is primarily positive. It offers proposals constantly points out to the hope born of the loving heart of Jesus Christ. And at the same time, it unites its own commitment to that in social field by other churches and secular communities, whether at the level of doctrinal reflection or at the practical level of practice. The God for today, what must steps might I take to make my world a little better today? And today's prayer from my prayer book. Consecration to the Pilgrim of Virgin Mary of Graces. Name is Father and Son and Holy Spirit. Immaculate Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Queen of the Universe, Consoler of the afflicted, and the Comforter of the sick. You who crushed the head of the evil serpent, keep far from my soul every debacle and penance. Free my family from ever physical and moral evil. Do not allow Satan to enter into my house to create confusion or to break up my family. O Mary, you overcame an infernal power. I take refuge under your holy mantle. Grant me the grace that I humbly ask of you now. From now, at your personal intention. I pray for my prodigal son, the health of my sister Gail. May God bless her with good health the rest of the year, and she won't be going into the hospital anytime soon. Immaculate Virgin, full of grace, help of Christians, never cease to protect and bless all those who ask help in times of trial. Be sweet, O gracious, towards me, O Blessed Virgin Mary. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Today is the feast day of Saint Lucy. Now, not as much known about St. Lucy. She was born in Italy, in Sicily, in the 4th century. She was known to come from a wealthy family, but she gave all her alms to the poor. She was a strong virgin and kept moral background. One day in 304 A.D., it was an attempted rape on her. She fought back and struggled, and rape did not occur. But the consequences of those days, if you found out to be Christian, they weren't good. So they accused her to be a Christian. They went to her house, beat her, and killed her. And 304 A.D. Some 200 years after that, she became a saint and canonized saint by the church. She is known for help with your eyes. So if you have problems with your eyes or eye operation coming up, pray to St. Lucy. Thank you for listening to Prayer and Life's podcast and Blog Talk Radio Show today. And I hope to be talking to you tomorrow. God bless you all, and have a peaceful day.